True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Rachel Horak joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rachel is president of Sustainable Braintree. The 6th annual Braintree Farm to Table dinner is happening. So before we get into the dinner, what is Sustainable Braintree all about?
Right. I'm glad you asked. So we're a volunteer nonprofit dedicated to helping our citizens and residents and local government think about restoring and protecting the environment, think about clean energy and renewables, and living sustainable, healthy lifestyles.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much, everywhere we look, there's this overconsumption, which is leading to so much stuff being just thrown away, fast fashion, things of this nature. It's wonderful to see you trying to do something to show people how they can be more sustainable. How are you guys doing that in Sustainable Braintree?
Right. Lots of different tactics. I'll give you one example. This past May, Braintree opened a new Riverwalk. The town had a multi-year, multi-millions of dollars went into restoring the inadequate river and removed a dam. And as part of the opening, we hosted a group tour of the environment of this newly restored Riverwalk. And we told people about the features of a new pollinator pathway, a new fish ladder in our town, and we were able to do an educational tour about all these great things that the town is doing to protect the environment.
Why is this cause so important to you?
Yeah, well, I've always loved the environment. My background is a PhD biologist, and I'm a scientist by training, and I have young children. And I see the destruction that some humans are doing to our environment. And I see that we need to continue to find new ways to have energy, specifically renewables in an area where our state government has said that we need to get to zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. I don't see us doing enough. And I think that I'm trying to do everything I can to help residents find new ways that they can live in better balance and harmony with the earth.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably recycle.
Well, you know, I do. But the thing is, it's better to reduce and reuse first
yep.
and recycle less. So I really like the comment about overconsumption in the beginning, because it's true. My kids know that I reuse everything, right? Instead of buying, say, new Tupperware, I reuse everything that I have.
And the Sustainable Braintree Farm to Table Dinner 2025. Tell us when this is happening, and if September 20th, I think, is what I see on my notes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, and it's open to everybody. We're going to have it on the grounds of the Braintree Historical Society, so it's a nice partnership with other local nonprofits. It's from 6 to 10:30 in the evening. We're going to have it outside under some tents, and it's going to be beautiful. We're going to have long community family-style seating so that you can meet other people in the community who also believe in protecting and restoring the environment. We can start conversations with people who we don't, may not normally talk to around these causes that unite us.
Love it.
All right. If you want to buy tickets, you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Or if you want to look up Sustainable Braintree's Farm to Table Dinner 2025, you can find there's a PayPal link. You can go in and buy your mm-hmm. tickets like that. And you are now officially a member of the Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Excellent. Thank you so much.
We're going to recycle this bit later
yeah, we
this
are.
Morning.
I bet there will be no plastic straws at that dinner.
That is correct.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and sharing that with us, Rachel. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye
right,
now.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. Lady Gaga has announced that she is extending her Mayhem Ball tour with the second leg in North America, March 29th and 30th at The Garden. Tickets, you know how it is with these things. There are 5,000 pre-sales. So you can sign up before 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow to join the artist pre-sale. I think there's a Citibank pre-sale. You know how these things are. So go check it out and see which one you can apply for, because I feel like you got to get in early.
Yep. Or robots are going to buy all of them up and then charge you 7 times the amount.
And by, there it is.
By the way, if you haven't heard the new song, this is The Dead Dance. This is her newest one.
I learned the dance.
And this is from Wednesday?
Yes.
So good. There's a whole scene. She plays a part, and she's really good at it. They come at the last episode. They all do the dance to the song.
Oh, really?
The music video is directed by Tim Burton,
yep.
too.
They're all doing the tiki-taka dance.
I need to watch it.
Oh, it's so good. That show is just so good. Also, there's some beef. Girl-on-girl hate, which I don't like. But here we are. Nicki Minaj did not win at this year's VMA. Stirred the pot after Gaga took home Artist of the Year. Nicki tweeted, "Funny how you can wear 50 costumes, scream art, and the industry falls at your feet. Meanwhile, rappers like me write bars, break records, and set trends, but somehow that's never enough. Fashion shows ain't music. They're distractions." To which Miss Gaga said, "Nicki, costumes don't win awards. Creativity does. I don't need bars to make history. I am the show, the art, and the culture all at once. Try it sometime. It lasts longer than rants."
I mean, she did wear a meat dress.
But that's her art.
I know.
Legitimately.
I know.
I mean, Nicki Minaj has worn some stuff too. You know what I mean? They both have been trendsetters.
Didn't Lady Gaga come out in an egg once as well?
Yeah. She's done a billion things. But sure. I feel like Nicki has too. I feel like Nicki's been an artist as well. I hate that the two of them can't just be like raising each other up instead of bringing each other down.
Her anaconda don't want none.
Nicki Minaj has Twitter fingers.
She does.
She goes after everybody.
She does. I don't know if you guys saw this video making its way around the interwebs of Joe Jonas during a show in Los Angeles, and he had run sort of backstage, but it wasn't all the way backstage. It was just behind like a set piece.
Huh.
And he clearly had something like in his nose, and he was trying to like blow his nose and get it out. And like he's like looking up his nose as one does to make sure there's nothing in there and coming back out. And everybody's like, "Oh my God, he's doing drugs." It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. So
man can't just snot rocket in peace.
Joe wrote something on TikTok saying, "What, you never had a booger?" And he deleted it. I don't know why he deleted it, but facts. The people were tweeting saying, imagine him being late for his cue and him explaining to Nick that I had a booger. And says, Joe Jonas literally having sensory overload over a booger in his nose that he can't get out being misconstrued as him doing drugs on sale has to be the most ridiculous blanking thing I've ever seen.
Hmm.
Lighten up, friends. Lighten up.
I mean, he was in Nantucket recently, so you never know.
Ew.
Did you see that story?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that they sampled the water, the sewage water in Nantucket, and it has 50% more cocaine in the water than anywhere else in the United States.
Summer's in Nantucket, boo. They just hit differently. Chad. Chad Tuckett. Close it.
Doing a lot of cocaine.
Well, food's so expensive down there, it's probably cheaper to just not eat.
You're not wrong, Dan.
Would you like to hear some nice music to wrap this up today?
Yes, please.
I'd like to play you a couple of things. Dolly Parton just joined the Zac Brown Band for a duet of a song called Butterfly, and you're welcome.
Butterfly, you will see, you're so much stronger than you think you are.
Yes, please.
Right?
Yes, please.
And then Kelly Clarkson, the special she's been doing, songs, Stories and Songs, she and Lizzo did their show together, and they sang Adele together. And again, you're welcome.
Never mind how I find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Yep.
What can't Kelly sing?
The two of them together, my goodness, just absolute beauty. So, and that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Dan, we lost our contestant. They were there, and now they're not.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you, Dan. Campy Kennedy is brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. You can drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. I think he may have. Maybe not. No, now we don't have a contestant. He's dialing them up, Kennedy.
All right. We'll get there together.
Are you nervous about Friday?
You know, I'm anxious, I guess is a better word.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I just like want everything to go perfect.
Yeah.
Which is a ridiculous thing to need and think about. So I'm just trying to jettison those feelings and just go do it. So I'm going to go drive the route today after we get off the show just to make sure, you know, I see everything. Because Dennis and I got lost last. Not lost, but just
right.
There's that intersection. I think it's like right outside of Wellesley.
Right.
Where it's that big 27 roads coming together. And we're like, which one keeps going that way? And we literally started walking the wrong way. And I'm like, will you please look it up on your phone just real quick? Because I feel like this is wrong. And they're like, oh. So we're like crossing streets that have no crosswalks. It was a time.
I would say this.
Yeah.
Don't let perfection get in the way of purpose.
You're not wrong.
You know what I mean?
You're so not wrong. That is like, perfect words.
Yeah. Don't worry about that stuff.
All right. I've gotten a lot better at it.
Okay.
I think you will attest to that, but.
All right. I think we got it.
Okay.
So cool. Maybe not. I don't know what's
going on.
Nobody
want to play?
No, there's the phone lines are ringing off the hook, but Dan has got to get through the whole process of talking to the people and all of that stuff. He's got a very exhausted look on his face right now.
I'm sorry, Dan.
I think he's got it. Thank you, Dan. He's like, whatever. We're live on the air, so don't curse.
Yeah, she's gone, so Kim from Chelmsford is going to play.
All right, Kim.
You're doing the Lord's work, Dan.
Appreciate you, buddy.
No worries.
Live radio, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I did the sponsor, right?
You did.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for saving us.
You're welcome.
Five pop culture trivia questions. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Kennedy has now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Just remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cardi B wants more kids, so there's less of a possibility she'll go to a nursing home someday, saying, quote, one of them is going to wipe my butt.
It's a numbers game.
Who does Cardi share her three kids with? Who's the father?
Well, I don't know.
Question number two.
I probably know.
Dolly Parton and Zac Brown put out a new song called Butterfly, and it has some beautiful harmonies. Zac Brown Band holds the record for the most performances by a musical act at this Boston venue. Can you name the venue?
Gillette Stadium.
Question number three. 35 years ago today, in 1990, Will Smith made his TV debut on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is the name of the family that takes Will in on that show?
Banks.
Glenn Powell took some crazy pictures for his GQ cover story. What does GQ stand for?
Gentlemen, I don't know.
You're halfway there.
Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter and Carol G are rumored to be headlining Coachella 2026. The third and final headliner hasn't been decided. Name Sabrina's new album that came out on August 29th.
Manchild.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Hey.
Quick stepping today.
Kim from Chelmsford, who saved the day.
Did.
Got one out of five.
So...
It's tough coming off the bench cold.
I appreciate you.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Cardi B wants more kids, so there's less of a possibility she'll go to a nursing home someday, saying, quote, one of them is going to wipe my butt. Who does Cardi have her kids with? Who's the father?
Offset.
Offset is right. 1-0. Dolly Parton and Zac Brown put together a new song called Butterfly, and it has some beautiful harmonies. Zac Brown Band holds the record for the most performances by a musical act at this Boston venue. Can you name the venue?
Fenway?
It is Fenway, not Gillette. 2-0. 35 years ago today, in 1990, Will Smith made his TV debut on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is the name of the family that takes Will in on that show?
I don't know.
Banks.
Right.
2-1. Question number four. Glenn Powell took some crazy pictures for his GQ cover story. What does GQ stand for?
Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah, those are some wild, wild photos. I don't know if you've seen them.
I have not.
3-1. Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter and Carol G are rumored to be headlining Coachella in 2026. The third and final headliner hasn't been decided yet. Name Sabrina's new album that dropped August 29th.
Manchild?
That's the single. Man's Best Friend is the name of the album. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kim, you did great. Those were tough questions. And some good news. You just won yourself a pair of concert tickets. Ashanti is coming to Aganis Arena September 13th. It is a night out you don't want to forget with Trey Songz, Mario, and Bobby V. One night, all the lights live.
Goodness.
For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. But you're going to the show for free, okay?
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And it's cool that you called in to play. Thank
you.
Yes,
you.
Thank you very much. Hey, otherwise, we would have just sat here awkward.
Do you something you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Sure. I'm Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. It's happening on Friday.
Kennedy's gonna walk, it's a wicked long walk. Yes, she is. Kennedy's gonna walk, it's a wicked long walk. A wicked, wicked long walk. Send your cash, send your cash, send your cash, yeah, donate now. Send again now. Kennedy's gonna walk, it's a wicked long walk. Hey!
That might be my favorite one you've done so far.
They just, you know, they come to me.
So it's benefiting Hey Sam, which is for young people, whether they're in crisis or not. You know, they're going through things in their lives and they want to talk to people that are their age that understand kind of what they're going through. The text line number for Hey Sam is 439-726. It's a part of Samaritans. Kennedy sits on the board for Samaritans. And so the Wicked Long Walk is 13.9 miles. It is happening this Friday. And there's a couple of things that we want to do to have some fun with it, to keep your spirits up while you're walking all of those miles.
It's important to have good energy during this.
Totally.
We've asked our music director, Mike Mullaney, to join us on the show. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys? Can we change the name of the show to Kennedy and Carson this week? Because she's clearly doing all the heavy lifting.
That's a fact, brother.
What do you mean this week she's doing all the heavy lifting?
Accurate.
How long have you worked here, Mike Mullaney?
Yes.
27 years.
You're kidding me. When you first started here, what kind of music were you scheduling? What were the big hits?
It was the 1940s, so it was a lot of Frank Sinatra.
No, I'm serious.
He was out there with Marconi, you know.
Exactly. It was back in the 90s, so it was a lot of Dave Matthews, Hootie, Alanis, Sarah McLachlan, that kind of stuff when
Jewel,
I first arrived.
Oh, very Lilith Fair.
Bare, naked,
amazing. Yeah, well, that was the house band.
That
they
sure
were,
was.
They were official, so yeah.
So we want to have some fun on Friday. We need some help picking some music. Do you have any thoughts on what we can do on Friday music-wise?
Well, I tell you what, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is you think to yourself, well, there's plenty of songs about walking, right? You know, whether it be, you know, Walk Like an Egyptian. I was even thinking of this because are you wearing your stomper boots? So maybe these boots were made for walking. That would be fun.
I'm wearing New Balance, but it's fine.
Okay. Well,
I like where your brain is there, though.
The engineer boots are kind of your thing.
They are.
There are so many great songs that not only about walking, but also about struggling with mental health,
yeah,
stuff
totally.
Like Titanium from Sia or Unwell from Matchbox. But the thing is, I'm sure the people listening have a lot of ideas. Can you ask people for songs that might inspire you?
100%.
Oh, so you don't want to do the work. You want us to do the work.
No, I will. I mean, you probably
You'd
want
to be nice to him.
So that'll happen.
But we can take over the playlist for the whole morning show for one day.
Well, I'll help out, but yeah. Let's just, as long as
because we're dropping all the sad white guys with acoustic guitars while she's running.
One Republic, I'd like to say I lived. That is a little bit white guys with guitars, but it's uplifting, not sad.
Counting stars or something?
No, I lived. That's the song.
I lived
it all.
Like, I love Louis Capaldi. I don't know if he's the vibe for a Wicked Long Walk.
Not today.
Survive. Well, look, when it comes down to it, there's a lot of people, a lot of different aspects of getting through these days and helping people who are struggling, because there are a lot of people struggling. So, I mean, look, I'll come up with a bunch of songs. I bet the listeners will have a bunch of ideas. Let's make it fun. Let's just throw the playlist away on Friday and do some inspirational stuff. We want to get you
to
the goal.
Weird with it.
Let's do it.
All right, one last question before you leave. Our music director, Mike Mullaney. How did a guy whose favorite all-time rock and roll band is Van Halen end up scheduling Sarah McLachlan records for a living?
I'm what you call a renaissance man.
That's it. That's so good. Who else amongst us in this building is on Bruno Mars' Wikipedia page? No one but Mike Mullaney.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is true.
Facts.
Fist fight with Bruno. Yeah.
We love you, Mike Mullaney. Thank you so much.
We love you guys.
All right.
Kennedy, you're killing it. I love it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, good deal. There goes our music director, Mike Mullaney. So he had some good ideas.
I have some thoughts as well.
Okay, so 617-655-1234, we need to start a list. We'll put together a playlist for Kennedy on Friday for her Wicked Long Walk. If you have a song suggestion, unlike the Friday free-for-all, we're not going to ignore it this morning. Why don't you call in, give us a song suggestion that you have, maybe give us a reason as to why. Maybe there's a song that's particular to you and your life and your story that just really does it for you.
We got a text. Kennedy, all you need is Big Booty Mixed Volume 26.
I think I have a copy
you
of that somewhere.
You get me!
I might have a copy of that.
Music, Volume 47.
Let's go!
617-655-1234. You can call us here, 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Don't forget, we are streaming on the Odyssey app, and Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk is now just 2 days away. It starts probably around 5:30 on Friday morning. All of the monies that you donate are going to Hey Sam, a part of the Samaritans program. It is a text line available for young people. It is run by young people. It was created by young people. And then you can, if you're a young person, you text in to the Hey Sam number. And, you know, you can just talk to somebody about whatever's going on in your life.
Don't you want to walk a bunch of miles with me?
Yes.
Don't you want to donate to Hey Sam with me? Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Don't you?
Wakey, wakey.
Don't you want to help kids who are struggling? Don't you wanna have sore feet with me? Uh-oh, don't ya? Don't ya?
439-726, by the way, is the number, 439-726. And 13.9 miles is what you'll be walking on Friday, Kennedy.
That's right.
It's a lot.
Well, we want to keep you motivated.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, because you can't listen to a playlist because you're going to be talking to us a lot.
Yes.
So we're
between
gonna...
you and being my own news reporter with NBC 10, it's going to be a time.
Yes. So
you'll be too busy to know you're tired.
Which is helpful.
If you have an idea for some music we might play for our playlist for Kennedy on Friday morning, 617-655-1234. Our music director, Mike Mullaney, has said it is okay to take suggestions from you.
Which we love.
He will listen to them. Lori's from Foxborough. Good morning, Lori. What do you got?
Good morning. I thought about Walk This Way by Run DMC. In
yeah, you, yep. You got to play the Run DMC version,
check,
right?
Check, check, check.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I'll have... You know, you have to do the walk where they walk.
The shuffle?
Yep.
Yep.
See, this is hitting on multiple fronts. It's got walk in it and the BPM are going to get you going.
Yep.
This
yep.
is what you need.
Yeah, I'm down for this one. All right. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Make sure, too, you can donate if you want. Go to mix1041.com. Look for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk This Way. Ooh, so risque.
Looking at me.
Marie is from Worcester. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
All right, what are you thinking would be a good song for Kennedy?
One of my favorites of all times, Walking on Sunshine. I know it's out there, but it's a great song.
No, it's perfect.
It's really good.
This was our most requested on the call-ins and the text line.
Yeah.
People want Walking on Sunshine.
Everybody wants this song.
I'm glad I got in first. Yeah, Kennedy, I wish you all the luck. It's going to be wonderful. Such a good cause. Good for you.
You're the best. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It looks
all right,
like...
Thanks.
All right, bye, Marie.
Weather,
kid.
Weather. Friday. Plenty of sunshine.
What?
Plenty of sunshine, high in the upper 60s.
Okay, not bad.
Probability of precipitation, 9%. So I'll take it.
Right. God smiles on the Wicked Long Walk this year.
I'd take a Bombogenesis.
Amy, what's
what
it going to do? From Rockland, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
What's up? What do you want to hear? What are you thinking?
I'm mixing up the walking theme with The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Girl, that is my theme song, so.
It really is.
Yeah, that's just a given.
You don't leave home without it on that one in my house, so.
No, no, it touches my heart. It's like so personal to me, and I listen to you every morning, and I think of you too.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. There's nothing better than that song.
Really, yeah, we play
2 minutes of solid goodness.
2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Everything will be just fine. Everything will be all right, all right.
Oh. We'll play this when you're exactly at 6.5 miles.
Thank Perfect. You.
So when you're in the middle.
Thank you, Amy.
Hey-o.
Allison is from Scituate. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy and
hey, hey.
Dan.
What are you thinking?
I will survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Yes, amazing, yes.
First yes. I was alone, I was
Good
petrified.
Morning.
You got to do the electric slide to that like they did in The Replacements in jail.
Pink Pony Club okey-dokes me every time.
I know, but this would be the real one.
This is the one.
I was petrified.
Go, Carson, sing it.
Never live without you by my side.
Talk about that man that done you wrong, Carson.
You gotta have your 80s hair for that.
Oh, Kennedy, yes.
Oh, you wait till you see my hair.
Yes.
I'm doing something very special.
From outer space.
Oh.
Find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you change your key. I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me.
Oh, no, go.
It always makes me think of the replacement scene when they sing it all in the jail.
Said that.
Oh, did you?
It's okay.
He was too busy singing.
I have the memory of a goldfish.
Same brain. Same brain.
Kenny, I don't know if you know this, but in The Replacements, they sing that song.
Do they? Where were they?
B-side from Gloucester. What are you
That's
thinking?
That's my girl.
What are you thinking?
So this one might take on a different level, but it's Mariah Carey's Through the Rain.
Girl!
It'll have to be near the end.
They'll be sobbing.
I feel like it needs to be towards the end. There's a line in it called where she says she's strong enough to mend. Yeah. And I actually have that tattooed on my bicep. Not that I have a bicep, but...
yes, you do.
I have.
It's a muscle.
Well,
everybody
I
has
do.
It. well, I love it.
It is a song that helped me get through very, very dark times. And I wish that I had Hey Sam back in those dark times.
Same.
So I'm hoping that this can help somebody else.
That's awesome. Thank
B-side,
you, B-side. That's great. I'm going to have to get that song.
Oh, she's a ballad, Carson. I made it through.
I'll find an EDM version when you drop it.
There we go.
Don't you worry.
I won't.
We'll BPM it up for the walk.
That's all I need to hear.
Lori from Berkeley. Good morning, Lori. What you got?
Hi.
What you got?
I'm here. Sorry.
That's
I lost
right.
you. good morning. So my song that I chose is All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled. My 8-year-old son Bryce has to listen to that before all of his flag football games, sometimes twice to pump him up.
Let's go. You'll finish this in 14 minutes if you do this song.
Yes.
No matter what, money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
What
and what they do?
And they stay there.
And they stay there. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Lori, what is your son's name again?
My son's name is Bryce.
Let's
Bryce,
go,
all right.
Buddy.
Well, you let Bryce know we appreciate it. We appreciate him. We're definitely going to use this one. Thank you.
Really, anything with Ludacris is so good.
I never went nowhere. What they say in Luda's back.
Dan, do you know they use this song in The Replacements? It's my favorite scene.
Bah!
That must have been in the extended cut or the DVD commentary.
If you want to donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, you can do that right now. Go to mix1041.com, mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Adam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please exit so we can get this contest on the road?
Oh, you got it.
Adam's coming for your neck.
In a very polite manner.
With respect. Adam, we've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie, of course, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think I am.
Legendary golfer and drink maker Arnold Palmer was born today in 1929. How do you make an Arnold Palmer? Excuse me.
That would be with lemonade and iced tea, and I think that the alcohol is by choice.
Question number two. Charlie Sheen says he got lipo 25 years ago after a woman of the night called him a fatso. Charlie Sheen has a famous brother who is also an actor. What is his name?
That's Emilio Estevez.
This band is suing Temu for selling knockoff products of their merchandise. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band. Name the band.
Is that Saja from Demon Hunters?
Question number four. 16 years ago today in 2009, The Vampire Diaries premiered on the CW. It ran for 8 seasons. Who starred as Elena Gilbert on the show?
Amber Tamblyn.
And question number five. Hamilton is playing at the Citizens Opera House from September 23rd to November 2nd. Tickets are available now. Now, in the show, King George sings, "You'll be back, soon you'll see, you'll remember blank."
You'll remember you belong to me.
Yes.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Like a little half bonus point there, Dan.
I mean, I dig it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Adam got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Legendary golfer and drink maker Arnold Palmer was born today in 1929. How do you make an Arnold Palmer?
Half iced tea, half lemonade.
When you add the alcohol, it becomes a John Daly.
Correct, as it should.
Tie to one. Question number two. Charlie Sheen says he got lipo 25 years ago after a working girl called him a fatso. Charlie Sheen has a famous brother who is also an actor. What is his name?
Emilio Estevez.
Emilio!
Tied to two. This band is suing Temu for selling knockoff products of their merchandise. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band.
Twenty One Pilots.
3 to 2. Question number four. 16 years ago today in 2009, The Vampire Diaries premiered on the CW. It ran for 8 seasons. Who starred as Elena Gilbert on that show?
Oh, what is her name? She's with Shaun White now. She's so pretty.
Both of those things are true.
I'm not going to get it. Mm.
Nina Dobrev. 3 to 2. Question number five. Kennedy, I don't know if you've heard, Hamilton is playing at the Citizen Opera House September 23rd through November 2nd. Tickets available now. In the show, King George sings, "You'll be back, soon you'll see, you'll remember, blank."
You'll remember what you meant to me? Dan, what is it?
Shame!
What is it?
"You'll remember you belong to me."
Ah, dang it.
Much like
"You'll
Taylor
be
Swift.
Back.
Yes.
Time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well."
Amazing.
3 to 3 is the final score.
"Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all." Oh. Adam, are you still there? Or did you hang up before I started singing?
Favorite. I'm here for it. I love the singing.
Oh, good.
3 to 3 is the final score. Kennedy wins with a tie. Adam, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see producer Dan sing in Hamilton on October 1st.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Oh.
At Citizens Opera House, The Revolution Returns to Boston. See Hamilton live from September 23rd through November 2nd. For more, visit LexisBroadwayInBoston.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm delighted that we tied. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's not
but that's
it.
Not right.
Yeah, you're trying to sneak out of here.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, very King George of you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk with Samaritans is going to raise awareness for youth mental health in a program called Hey Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It is a program put together by young people for young people at Samaritans. It's a text line. Young people man the text line, and young people can text in whether, you know, there's something going on in school or with a friend or with their family. It's somebody to talk to that can speak their language and maybe help them.
Being a younger person is hard. And maybe you're a parent having a rough time going through it.
Being a person is hard.
And you don't know the right words to say. You could maybe be like, hey, why don't you give a text mm-hmm. here? And maybe they can give you some language that I can use, that we can use together to get to a solution.
So that number, by the way, for the text line, 439-726. It's open 9 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. And the way Kennedy raises awareness for Hey Sam is she takes a walk.
I take a walk.
A wicked long walk, if you will.
Kennedy's gonna walk, 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 walk. 13 miles, she will walk, walk, walk.
13.9 to be exact, Dan.
It doesn't
walk
fit.
For your mental health, she walks. Walk,
just run up to 14. Walk, walk, no one's gonna penalize you.
Sense of money, but I walk, 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 walk. So pick up your phone.
And Kennedy's gonna be walking Friday morning, starting early. Natick, Wellesley, Newton, Brighton, Alston, and Brookline. Which, if looking at my GPS, I have correct, means you are going to walk through the 11th Middlesex District.
Yes, a good, huge part of it.
It's my favorite district.
It's the only district that matters.
And never stop talking about the 11th Middlesex District.
We have state representative from the 11th Middlesex District, Amy Ma Sangiolo. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to thank you so much. You are... You know, I sent out all of these emails to people just blindly hoping to get, you know, I don't even know what back. And you were like the first person to email me back. And you emailed me back, you did, not your peoples. And it just meant the absolute world to me. So thank you for listening to our silly little show.
Oh, I love your show. I listen to it every morning. And I got to tell you, Kennedy, I can never beat you.
So let me ask you this, state representative, what are your responsibilities? What and who, like what towns, cities are in your domain, in your kingdom?
Queendom, thank you. Yeah,
queendom, my apologies.
What do you lord over?
Yeah. Yes.
So my responsibility, so I represent the 11th Middlesex District, which is basically a northern section of Newton. I don't represent all of Newton, just the northern section of Newton. And what we do is, you know, we try to make policies, file bills to help not only residents in our district, but residents across the state in the Commonwealth, whether we're dealing with healthcare policies or environmental policies or just day-to-day constituent service. That's what we try to do.
And what did this speak to you about mental health? Like, why was this the email you responded to?
Well, I try to respond to all emails, but for me, mental health has been a top priority. Recently, I met with our youth commission here in Newton, and they brought to my attention how mental health is their number one issue that they hope that we can address at the State House.
Well, I would love for you.
They feel the pressure every day, right, from school, from social, you know, with friends. They just want to have safe spaces where they can talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I would love to introduce you to the Hey Sam program because it's just what you're speaking of. And they'll come out there. They'll talk to you. They'll talk to the schools out there. Whatever you might need, the people at Samaritans are there for you.
Yeah, I definitely am going to bring this back, and I hope to join you on the walk on Friday.
Oh. Yes. Well, I'll do my best to keep you appraised of where I am. So
okay.
Everybody wants to know where am I going to be when, and I'm like, I have no idea.
Are you a fast walker?
No, maybe. I don't know. Like 15-minute miles, maybe. I don't know.
No way.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I was 11 last year.
Keep up with you.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah. We kept to a pretty tight schedule last year.
Right.
I was like,
very
let's go,
good.
Let's go.
We got finished before the show was over.
And it's my understanding,
Representative Santiago, that you might have a citation for us today?
You already got a ticket?
I do.
No, not a ticket.
I do. And I hope to present this to you on Friday, but I'm happy to read it now.
It's the first one ever!
It comes in an orange envelope, and you're going to have to pay
$75. Now.
So is this an official proclamation?
Citation.
It's a citation. It's not a proclamation, but it's a citation. So I'll read it now, if you'll indulge me.
I will.
Can you start with hear ye, hear ye?
Stop it.
No? Okay.
No, we don't have hear ye, hear ye. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the House of Representatives, be it hereby known to all that the Massachusetts House of Representatives offers its sincerest congratulations to Kennedy Elsie, in recognition of your outstanding contributions to raising awareness for youth mental health and youth-focused suicide prevention, including Hey Sam, and by participating in your second Wicked Long Walk. The entire membership extends its very best wishes and expresses the hope for future good fortune and continued success in all endeavors. Given this ninth day of September 2025 at the State House, Boston, Massachusetts, by Speaker of the House, Ronald Mariano, and offered by me, Amy Moss Angiolo.
Ha! That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my
life.
Just
got goosebumps, Kennedy.
Oh, that's going on the refrigerator.
It's pretty big, so you know, hopefully you have a lot of space.
Breaking news!
We're official at the State House. Yo!
Kennedy officially recognized by the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for this. It means the absolute world to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you so much for all that you do.
All right. Well, we will see you on Friday, hopefully near the fire station there.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Amy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How cool is that?
That was amazing. That was super cool.
All right, other politicians, where are you at?
Yeah, it's about time we had a Kennedy in office around here.
Hey. Absolutely.
That was solid. I'm not going
to
knock it.
Okay. Don't forget to donate. That's the most important thing. We're looking for your monies.
Yeah.
You know, these are all great. These are fun. But the important thing is the financial contribution that you can make to help the program. Go to mix1041.com. Click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. You will see a very large button there to donate. We would appreciate it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. All right.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Wicked Long Walk is on Friday, and we're trying to bring the party, Kennedy. We want you to have a good time while you're out there to keep your spirits up.
Thank you.
And last year, we had made a plan to have some music maybe coming by you, this whole thing, and then we had a monsoon.
Right, and electrical equipment doesn't mesh well with the monsoon.
And Eddie J is laughing in the background.
But it looks like sunshine.
Yeah, we were sitting on the edge of our seats last year.
Eddie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Eddie, like from Sinatra to Springsteen, you've probably seen Eddie out performing somewhere. He is an entertainer's entertainer, Kennedy.
He is.
And so you have like this AV truck with J-A-R-A-V. Are you going to be like performing on the back? What exactly is going to be happening?
Fingers crossed.
All right. So it's called Jar AV, their audio video company, and they provide this truck and these speakers for me. And every year I sing in the local parade, and we literally drive through the center of town with mobile units, and we have power and we sing, and I sing to the kids on Christmas time and things like that. So we're going to set that up, and I'm going to sing whatever you guys want to hear, like my tagline says, from Sinatra to Springsteen, and everything or anything in between. And we'll provide some background music for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
So you're going to be on the truck singing live?
Correct, sir.
That's crazy.
I'll be standing in the flatbed, and so I'll be kind of raised up above people, and I can sing to everybody. And as Kennedy comes walking in, we'll have some tunes going in the background.
What town do you normally do the parades for?
The Santa parade that I normally do in my hometown of Walpole is 10 in the morning. So okay. It's right around the same time. So I have to, get the frogs out of the throat, just like you guys do early in the morning.
Kennedy, I think we should get ahead of this.
Okay, what
song do you want Eddie to be singing when you are coming in about to cross that finish line?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean,
you don't have to answer this right now. You can think about it.
Yeah, you let me know, and we can have somebody with, it'll make it look real official with an earpiece saying, she's 2 minutes out, things like that. We'll really get excited with it.
Start Careless Whisper, she's coming.
You're adorable that you think we have staff to do that.
Right. Well, sounds like Eddie J's trying to steal my job.
You don't sing? People can make pretend they can just put their hand to their ear like they have an earpiece. We can have fun with it.
Eddie, I know you guys are setting up at the finish line, but hear me all the way through on this one. Could you do some drive-bys as I'm walking?
We sure could. We talked about that last year, and I didn't know how many people or how big the crowd was going to be, or if there was going to be any issue with crowd control. But we can certainly make a couple of drive-bys. We can, if you guys map out your route, we can drive by a couple of times and sing and yell hello, and then
That's
we
it.
Can eventually park at the finish line.
Do you need a permit for a dude driving around on a flatbed?
Hey, we don't, Dan, what are you doing?
I'm a big fan.
I have everything I can send you. I've got a Google map and all the stuff of the places where we're looking at stopping, or at least just places that have parking lots, but maybe not stopping, but just driving past. I love this idea. Just driving past where we are, give it a little song and keep going.
Absolutely. We can make that happen.
Please be safe.
I'm so excited.
Please be safe.
He does this in a parade.
I know. I'm just saying, but a parade is different than driving
through. We're on Washington Street. It's 30 miles an hour, if that, and it's going to be while kids are going to school. It's going to be a trafficky.
Yeah,
we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll throw the hazard lights on and go real slow.
And people stuck in traffic will be able to roll their window down and get a free concert.
You're welcome, Boston.
I'm just saying, be safe. Be safe, please.
I'll have a little Ferris Bueller moment. I'll do Twist and Shout or something like that.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, Eddie.
Okay, so Eddie J is going to be there for us on Friday morning for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. By the way, if you don't know about the Wicked Long Walk, if you missed what we've been talking about.
Where have you been?
We did this last year. Kennedy walked about 11 miles. This year it's up to 13.9 miles.
Yeah.
And raising money for Hey Sam, which is a text program for young people where they can talk to their peers about things going on in their life in regards to their mental health. If you want to find out more about Eddie J, eddiejmusic.com. And you said it's Jar AV, and you can find them
So it's Jar, JarAVLLC.com as well.
Right. So if you're looking for like audio video for the house or for the business, you need surround sound, you want to all that kind of stuff for your office or your home, they do that. Mm-hmm. So got to give them free plugs. Support them. They're supporting us. We appreciate
100%.
You guys. And we will see you on Friday, okay?
We're excited. We're looking forward to it. Send me those maps, Kennedy, and we will plan our attack.
Coming your way right now. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Can you do any K-pop Demon Hunter songs?
Oh, I'll get up and do that.
All right, that's for you.
All
you
right.
can do it.
All right, bye, Eddie.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Later.
Yeah, so I'm gonna walk. Yeah, I'm really gonna walk. How far I'm gonna walk? 30 miles. I'm gonna walk all day. I'm gonna walk. It's a wicked long walk. Why do I walk? It's a mental health walk. I wanna raise a lot of money with my wicked long walk.
You said you wanted a crooner in the back of a truck, Kennedy. We got you.
Thank you.
I knew that was on your list. Crooner in the back of a truck following you through the route.
Just drive by Sinatra.
Seriously, if we're just walking along, because there's a parts of the walk that are kind of quiet. So I just think it would be hilarious. I'm just walking along and then all of a sudden you hear Fly me to the moon.
All right. Again, go donate. Mix1041.com for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, which is coming on Friday, benefiting Hey Sam. All the information about Hey Sam is there, too, if you've not heard about that and what it's all about. It's a fantastic program for young people dealing with mental health things in their life. So, again, Mix1041.com. Click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sam from Canton.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Sam?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Sam just dropped the kids off at school, Dan. Mm. How many of them?
We have two. The kids love listening to you guys in the morning. I always listen to you go to school.
What are their names?
Chloe and Harper.
Chloe and Harper. All right. Well, tell them we said hello and good morning, and we hate that we missed them.
Yeah, they're going to be mad you waited for them to leave before you called in.
I know. And they always sing the Goodbye Tribe song like every morning. I'm like, how do you?
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear your answers to these questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. Are you ready, Sam?
Yes.
Lady Gaga will add new dates and cities to her Mayhem Ball tour, including a stop at the TD Garden. Two stops at the TD Garden. Lady Gaga just won Artist of the Year, which award show, on Sunday before leaving the event to perform at Madison Square Garden?
The VMAs?
Question number two. Matt Damon says he was inspired to make more movies with Ben Affleck after tearing up at the Beatles breakup at the end of Peter Jackson's Get Back docuseries. Can you name the movie Damon and Affleck starred in together that launched them into superstardom?
Good Will Hunting.
Tom Holland says when he's making a Spider-Man movie, he gets a new Spidey suit every few weeks because they get musty.
I bet. Doesn't seem very breathable.
I ask Russ.
Maybe the most famous quote from any Spider-Man content is, with great power comes great blank.
Responsibility.
32 years ago today in 1993, The X-Files premiered on Fox. It originally ran for 9 seasons, then returned for 2 movies and 2 additional seasons. Who were the 2 FBI agents?
The actor or the...
No, I need the character names.
Oh, man. I remember the VHS tape, too. My parents... I can't...
That's all right. Question number 5. Selena Gomez has arthritis in her hands due to lupus, so the items in her beauty brand have easy-to-open packaging. What is her beauty brand called?
See, if I had the girls here, they probably know that one.
Yeah, tough time to be a dude alone in your car.
I do not know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I like it. Make sure you tell the girls they can listen to this in the podcast. It'll be up a little bit later on this morning, okay?
They're going to give me a lot of stuff, too, because last time with them, we got 4 out of 5, and now by myself, got 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Not great, Dad. Not great, Dad. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Sam got 3 out of 5 this time.
All right.
And he knew it.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Chloe and Harper would never.
Nope.
Oh.
Lady Gaga has added new dates and cities to her Mayhem Ball tour, including stops at the TD Garden coming up in March. Lady Gaga just won Artist of the Year, which awards show on Sunday before leaving the event to perform at Madison Square Garden?
The MTV VMAs.
Tied at 1. Matt Damon says he was inspired to make more movies with Ben Affleck after tearing up at the Beatles breakup at the end of Peter Jackson's Get Back docuseries.
Spoiler alert.
Name the movie Damon and Affleck starred in together that launched them into superstardom.
Good Will Hunting.
Tied at 2. Tom Holland says when he's making a Spider-Man movie, he gets a new Spidey suit every few weeks because they get, and I quote him as saying, musty. Little Spider-Man swamp ass.
Ew.
Maybe the most famous quote from any Spider-Man content is, "With great power comes great blank."
Responsibility.
I would have accepted stank, apparently, as well. 3-3, Kennedy.
Saving the world is an exhausting job. You get a little musty.
Question number four. 32 years ago today in 1993, The X-Files premiered on Fox. It ran for 9 seasons, then 2 movies, and 2 additional seasons. Who were the 2 FBI agents?
The agent name?
Yes.
Scully and Mulder.
Sam said he remembered his parents having the VHS tape.
How dare you?
4-3, question number 5. Selena Gomez has arthritis in her hands due to lupus, so the items in her beauty brand have easy-to-open packaging.
That's awesome.
What is her brand?
The
beauty brand.
She's not Rare Beauty, is she? Rare Beauty?
Rare Beauty it is. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Sam, I'm sorry you don't get the money. However, you're not walking away empty-handed because you have won yourself a pair of tickets to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on November 12th at Emerson Colonial Theater. Ready your wands. Boston Broadway's spellbinding spectacular Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is coming this holiday season. The magic begins November 9th. So just go ahead and give those tickets to Chloe and Harper is what I say. You sit outside and wait for them.
Aw.
I will do that.
Or maybe you can just buy yourself some tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Just say good luck on the walk. And this is Sam without Chloe and Harper from Canton.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Damn, we lost our contestant again.
Really?
Don't do that to him.
I'm not even kidding. I wish I were kidding.
All right, one of those days.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
We were supposed to have Ariana on from Cambridge, who is currently at a Market Basket with her child, and we've lost her. So I don't know if he's what he's going to do, if he's going to try and get her back on, or...
He's got her info, so yeah, probably, because there's a giveaway.
Okay, he's looking for it. It's happened several times today, and it's just a little stressful when it happens.
It's all right. We're doing fine.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. And what's funny, too, is when it happens, then all of a sudden, like, the phone lines light up because everybody's like, I'll do it. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Just trying to read his face right now. All right, I'm getting a note from him being typed into the Slack, Kennedy. Imagine I'll have a swearing face emoji or something.
Got it.
Is it somebody
new?
Yep. Somebody new?
Somebody new.
All right. Christine from Peabody, are you there?
I am.
Hey. Thank you for saving us.
Of course. I can't believe that happened twice.
It happened twice today. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines. What is going on? I bet Sal's back there disconnecting the line so we don't give away the money. He's like, I'm going to mess with him today. All right. So why don't you go and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Christine from Peabody, you know the game. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number 1. Apple announced the new iPhone Air yesterday, plus new AirPod Pro 3s, along with the next iPhone. What number iPhone did they announce yesterday?
17.
Question number 2. Decomposing human remains were found in the trunk of an abandoned Tesla registered to a singer/rapper named David. He's currently on tour in the Midwest, and his reps say he's cooperating with the police. What is unique about Tesla cars?
They're electric.
It's electric.
Question number 3. Liquid Death sold 11 packs of its product in honor of Spinal Tap. The cases were even autographed by the band. There were 11 of them priced at $1,100 each, and they sold out immediately. What drink is inside cans of Liquid Death?
Water.
Darius Rucker has a new girlfriend. Her name is Emily, and apparently she's a content creator, a musician, and she has 500,000 TikTok followers. True or false, his band Hootie and the Blowfish got their name from two of their friends. True or false?
True.
Question number five. St. Elmo's Fire is returning to theaters for 1 week starting October 17th to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Who sang St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion from the movie?
Oh, my God. Kennedy's totally going to know this.
I don't know. That's a deep pull.
It is, but
need an answer.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Christine, where's the best place in Peabody to get a roast beef sandwich?
What's the new place? Oh, damn it. I'm freezing.
Language.
Oh, man. You're going to lose your North Shore card.
Jamie's. That's what it is.
Okay.
Jamie's.
Do you agree with that?
No, the correct answer is Londis. But the
correct answer is what?
Londis.
Londis?
Mm-hmm. I don't live anywhere near there, so I don't go there.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Christine from PBD got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh, my goodness. Well done.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, are you sure the answers are right?
Maybe.
Got them.
Apple announced the new iPhone Air yesterday, plus new AirPod Pro 3s, along with the next generation of iPhone. What number iPhone did they just announce?
17.
That is correct. The Air looks kind of cool. Super thin.
Yeah.
I like a thin phone, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm super glad I just bought my phone 3 days ago. So.
What'd you get? The 2? 3? What number are you up to?
16.
Sidekick 2?
Oh, would purchase tomorrow.
Do you know there's rumors out there that
I've heard
might
them.
Bring it back?
I've heard them.
Tied to 1, question number 2. Decomposing human remains were found in the trunk of an abandoned Tesla registered to a singer and rapper named David. He's currently on tour in the Midwest, and his rep says he's cooperating with the police. What is unique about Tesla cars?
That they're self-driving, they're electric, they're ugly. Some of them, not all of them.
They're electric.
The Cybertruck. Yes. It's electric.
Yes. They actually have frunks, Kennedy. That's where apparently they found the decomposing body.
Yes.
It's a front trunk.
Yes.
Tied to 2, question number 3. Liquid Death sold 11 packs of its product in honor of Spinal Tap.
So good.
For $1,100 each, and they sold out immediately. What drink is inside cans of Liquid Death?
Water.
What a marketing campaign, huh? Tied to 3, question number 4. Darius Rucker has a new girlfriend. Her name is Emily. She's a content creator and musician with nearly 500,000 followers on TikTok.
He's happy, I'm happy.
True or false? His band Hootie and the Blowfish got their name from two of their friends.
True
or false?
True.
The story is one friend was called Hootie because of his large owl-like glasses, and the other friend was nicknamed Blowfish due to his big puffy cheeks.
Mm. That's tough.
Tied to 4, question number 5. St. Elmo's Fire is returning to theaters for 1 week starting October 17th to celebrate the 40th anniversary.
Oh, the way that movie had a stranglehold on me.
Who sang St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion?
John Parr.
John Parr is correct. That took you a long time.
Take me where the future's a lion, Carson. St. Elmo's Fire.
Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good.
Thank you.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Christine, we do appreciate you calling in and saving the day for us again this morning.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you
for having me.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Christine from PBD, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Bye.
Want to go to Londi's for lunch then?
Bye. I would love to. Roast beef freeway.
I love Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.